الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. All praises due to Allah. Abundantly we praise Him, and we send the peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad, his companions, and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the Day of Judgment. We continue with the book of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya li Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah, the Sharh of Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah also. May Allah have mercy on both of the Mashaykh or the Shaykhan. And basically we have been dealing with our belief, the belief of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah pertaining to the qualities and attributes of Allah, the names and attributes of Allah, which is known as Al-Asma' wa-Sifat. Why? Because Muslims have divided throughout the centuries regarding this belief. And there are those who confirm, there are those who deny, there are those who misinterpret, there are those who distort. And the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are in the middle. They don't say that Allah looks like His creation, but they don't deny what Allah described Himself within the Qur'an, or what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ described Allah with in the Sunnah. Why? Because of this foundation, which is where we are right now. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like unto Him. This is the only way, the only key for the problem to be solved. If a person doesn't understand this verse, they will always have a problem with understanding the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Because they will continuously remain trying to understand the qualities of Allah and human characteristics. And you will never be successful, because you don't understand لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. And other verses which indicate that there's nothing, فَلَا تَجْعَلُ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And other verses that indicate that there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the tafsir we made it to the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, بَلْ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And we dealt with the first explanation. We made it up to the statement of Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, وَفِي قَوْلِهِ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ رَدٌّ صَرِيحٌ عَلَى الْمُمَثِّلَةِ الَّذِينَ يُثْبِتُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَهُ مَثِيلٌ. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, and in the statement of Allah, there is nothing like unto Him, is a refutation, clear refutation to the mumathila, or the resemblers, those who resemble Allah to His creation. Because they confirm that Allah has resembles His creation, that there is a mathil, there is something, someone equal or similar to Allah, there is something or someone that resembles Allah. وَحُجَّةُ هَؤُلَاءِ يَقُولُونَ excuse me, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ عَرَبِيٌّ وَإِذَا كَانَ عَرَبِيًّا فَقَدْ خَاطَبَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِمَا نَفْهَمْ لَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يُخَاطِبَنَا بِمَا لَا نَفْهَمْ. Their excuse, okay, their evidence that they have, the proof that they're providing, is they're saying this Qur'an is Arabic. And if it is an Arabic Qur'an, Allah Azza wa Jal had addressed us in a language that we understand. In a language that we understand. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يُخَاطِبَنَا بِمَا لَا نَفْهَمْ. And it is impossible that Allah will address us or speak to us with something that we don't understand. This is كَلِمَةُ حَقُّ أُرِيدَ بِهَا بَاطِلٌ. This is a true statement, but they intend some wickedness behind it, some falsehood. We will see how the Shaykh will explain. وَقَدْ خَاطَبَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَقَالَ إِنَّ لَهُ وَجْهًا وَإِنَّ لَهُ عَيْنًا وَإِنَّ لَهُ يَدَيْنَ. And Allah had told us in the Qur'an, had addressed us with the following information. Allah said that He has a face. Allah Azza wa Jalla said that He has an eye. And that He has two hands. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ and whatever else, which is similar to that from the Qur'an. وَنَحْنُ لَا نَعْقِلُ بِمُقْتَدَى اللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ إِلَّا مِثْلَ مَا نُشَاهِدُ. And we do not understand, due to the Arabic language, from such things except that which we have witnessed, something that is visible, something that is obvious to us. You know, we've seen a face, طيب, and Allah says has a face. Allah speaking to us in the Arabic language, so there must be a face like another face that we have seen. You see how they're trying to approach this in this twisted fashion. وعلى هذا فيجب أن يكون مدلول هذه الكلمات مماثلا لمدلولها بالنسبة للمخلوقات. يد ويد، عين وعين، ووجه ووجه، وهكذا. فنحن إنما قلنا بذلك لأن لدينا دليلا. He says based on that the indication behind these words must be in harmony with the okay. فيجب أن يكون مدلول هذه الكلمات مماثلا لمدلولها بالنسبة للمخلوقات. What these words indicate should be similar to what they indicate pertaining to the creation. So if a face to the creation gives you an image of a face, and Allah used the same expression, so whatever is indicated by the face as an attribute to the creation must also be indicated as an attribute to Allah, because it's the same language. Ajib. So hand, then a hand, and an eye, then an eye, and a face and a face. The same way the creation has, then Allah must have something similar. Because when Allah spoke to us in Arabic and He said He has a face, He would only speak to us with something that we understand. And the only thing we understand is something that we have seen. It sounds that they're philosophy. It sounds that they're very sophisticated, but in reality they're misguided. This is deviance. هذا ضلال. وهكذا فنحن إنما قلنا بذلك لأن لدينا دليلا. So they're saying, and such, like as such we understand, because, and we're only saying this because we have an evidence. We're not just bringing this from home. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله ردا عليهم ولا شك أن هذه الحجة واهية. It is, there's no doubt that this evidence of theirs or this proof is weak. Weak.
You can see here plea, حجة.
No.
You can't say.
No.
This is not the plea.
Yes.
What difference between plea and evidence?
Later inshallah. Okay. You plea, it's another, I will explain it later inshallah after the dars. Barakallahu feek. Forgive me. وَيُهِيهَا مَا سَبَقَ مِنْ بَيَانِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ لَهُ مَثِيلٌ. And the way we could prove that it is weak is by simply going back to what we have just explained, that Allah has nothing equal to Him. وَنَقُولْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَطَبَنَا بِهِ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ. And we say that Allah had addressed us about His attributes. لَكِنَّنَا نَعْلَمْ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ أَنَّ الصِّفَةَ بِحَسَبِ الْمَوْصُوفِ. But we know certainly that the adjective follows that which is described. The adjective follows the noun, if you want to say. So if you say that whatever the description of the thing, it follows and it is connected to that which is described. So if there's nothing like Allah, then His attributes, there's nothing like them. Because الصفه تتبع الموصوف. You see, this is what is intended. ودليل هذا في الشاهد فانه يقال للجمل يد نعم فانه يقال للجمل يد وللذره يد ولا احد يفهم من اليد التي اضفناها الى الجمل انها مثل اليد التي اضفناها الى الذره. So he says, and we say that verily we say to the camel that the camel has a hand, and dharra is an ant. Yes, has also a hand. And no one will understand that the same attribute of the hand for the camel is equal to that of the ant. Although we said for both of them having hands. هَذَا وَهُوَ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. And this is among the creation. يعني we're still within the creation of Allah. And there's a huge difference between a camel's hand and an ant's hand. If this is with the creation, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا كَانَ مِنْ أَوْصَافِ الْخَالِقِ. So how is it then when it is the attributes of the Creator? فَإِنَّ التَّبَايُنَ يَكُونُ أَظْهَرَ وَأَجْلَى. Then the vastness in the distinction will be even more clear and more obvious. There will be a huge difference between the two. وَعَلَى هَذَا فَيَكُونَ قَوْلُ قول هؤلاء الممثلة مردودا بالعقل كما أنه مردود بالسمع. Based on that, the statement of these ممثلة, those who resemble Allah to His creation, is rejected intellectually as it is rejected through textual evidence. Again, بالسمع, what is intended يعني بما يسمع من الأدلة. It doesn't mean by hearing Because hearing ultimately is not what is intended. إِنَّمَا مَا يُسْمَعْ مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. So this is سمع, so we call it textual evidence when we translate that into English. قال الله تعالى وهو السميع البصير. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and He is the all-hearing, all-seeing. فَأَثْبَتَ لِنَفْسِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed to Himself the qualities or attributes of hearing and seeing. لِبَيَانِ كَمَالِهِ وَنَقْصِ الْأَصْنَامُ وَنَقْصُ الْأَصْنَامِ الَّتِي تُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِهِ. In order to clarify and to explain His perfection, the perfection of Allah, the level of perfection, and because to show the deficiency in the idols that the people worship, that are worshipped besides Allah. Because these idols, as Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he addressed them, قَالَ أَفَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْتِقُونَ. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ يَا كُلَّهِ. So the actual idols are belittled for lacking the ability to speak, lacking the ability to hear, lacking the ability to see, as it comes in the Quran in the various occasions. So this is a deficiency. So Allah Azza wa Jal described Himself with that which negates the statues and the idols that the people have taken as objects of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْأَصْنَامُ الَّتِي تُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يَسْمَعُونَ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا. Verily the idols that are worshipped besides Allah, they do not hear. And had they been able to hear, they would not be able to respond. Right? And even as Allah says in the Quran, and even if they hear you, they will not respond to you. وَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And they do not see. كما قال الله عز وجل والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون أموات غير أحياء وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. Allah عز وجل says in the Quran interpretation of the meaning in English, and those that they call on besides Allah, they do not create anything, and they themselves are created. A. They are dead and they are not alive, and they do not feel or know when they will be resurrected because of their lack of knowledge. They don't know the hour. No one knows the day of judgment but Allah. So these objects of worship that the people have made as a god, if you ask them when is the day of judgment, they don't know. If they don't hear you, if they heard you, they can't answer you. They don't see you. Subhanallah. So they're deficient in every aspect where Allah Azza wa Jal has the kamal, the ultimate perfection. So Allah gave Himself these attributes of As-Sama' wal-Basar to show us His perfection Azza wa Jal. Of course, the qualities are not the same as ours, and to make a distinction between the idols that they have been worshipped besides Allah alayhi salam and how deficient they are. فَهُمْ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ سَمْعُ وَلَا عَقْلُ وَلَا بَصَرُ. So they do not have any hearing ability or mind or vision. وَلَوْ فُرِضَ أَنَّ لَهُمْ ذَلِكَ مَا اسْتَجَابُوا. And even if we assume, okay, on the premises that they do have the ability to do that, they will not be able to respond. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّا يَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says interpretation of the meaning in English, and who is more astray or misguided than he who calls besides Allah that which does not respond to him until the day of judgment. And verily pertaining to their supplication, they are, alaykum salam, they are heedless. Ghafilun. They're absent-minded. They don't know that somebody is calling on to them because they are created themselves. فَأَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِانْتِفَاءِ الْمُمَاثَلَةِ عَنِ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّهَا عَيْبٌ وَيُثْبِتُونَ لَهُ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرِ لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So the people of Sunnah wa Jama'ah, those who are in agreed upon that and in a group pertaining to the Sunnah and following the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlike the Mubtadi'ah and others, they believe that Allah does not have anything that resembles Him, that none resembles Allah. Why? Because it's a deficiency. To claim so, it's a deficiency. and they confirm to Allah the hearing and the vision. Because Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like unto Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, and He is the all-hearing, all-seeing. And so this is the clearest verse you could have. If anyone wants to claim that Allah has a resemblance, say, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. How does Allah tell you something and then you say something else? You're truly not believing. You know, you have a deficiency in your iman. Because the verse is sarih, clear in the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal is unlike His creation. طيب. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله وإيمان الإنسان بذلك يثمر للعبد أو يثمر للعبد أن يعظمه غاية التعظيم. And a person believing in that will produce for the servant that he will glorify Allah and magnify Him in the ultimate sense when you know that there's nothing like Allah. لأنه ليس مثلي أحد من المخلوقات. Because there is nothing among the creation that resembles Allah, that is like similar to Allah. فَتُعَظِّمُ هَذَا الرَّبَّ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي لَا يُمَاثِلُهُ أَحَدٍ. So you magnify this powerful Lord that none resembles Him. وَإِلَّا لَمْ يَكُنْ هُنَاكَ فَائِدَةً مِنْ إِيمَانِكَ بِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Otherwise, there will be no benefit in you believing that there is nothing like unto Him. If I make a mistake in the grammar in the Arabic language, correct me inshallah for the benefit of the brothers. And this goes for anyone who's qualified to correct my grammar if I do make a mistake. And for English as well. Everything is welcome inshallah. طيب إذا أمنت بأنه سميع فسوف تحترز عن كل قول يغضب الله. يغضب الله. If you believe that Allah is all hearing, then you will be cautious from uttering any statement that will attain the anger of Allah, that will entail the anger of Allah. I mean, if you know that Allah hears you and you know that you're about to curse or you're about to backbite a brother or you're about to say something evil, if you truly believe Allah hears you, you will be shy, because maybe Allah will become angry with you and your life will become horrible. You know, you will not really live a good life. So you will hold back if you truly believe. I ask Allah to give us this belief and more. لِأَنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَسْمَعْكَ فَتَخْشَ عِقَابَهُ. Because you know that Allah hears you, so you are afraid of His punishment. فَكُلُّ قَوْلٍ يَكُونُ فِيهِ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَسَوْفَ تَتَحَاشَهُ. So every statement that will bring about the anger of Allah or His anger or His punishment, then you will avoid that. You will avoid that. لأنك تؤمن بأنه سميع. لأنك تؤمن بأن تؤمن بأنه سميع. Because you believe that Allah is all hearing. وإذا لم يحدث ذلك هذا وإن لم يحدث ذلك هذا الإيمان هذا الشيء فاعلم أن إيمانك بأن الله سميع إيمان ناقص بلا شك. Now if your belief does not make you reach this level, now you believe of course that Allah is all hearing because it's in the Quran. But if it doesn't reach a level where it makes you cautious of your statement, then know that your iman is deficient. You're not going to deny the Quran, say Allah doesn't hear, but our iman may not be strong enough for us to be mindful of that. You will still say things that don't please Allah. You will just say, as the Prophet said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ يَتَكَلَّمَ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا يَزِلُّ بِهَا فِي النَّارِ أَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنِ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. The servant of Allah will utter a statement, will say a word that مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا, meaning he does not seek whether it is halal or haram, whether there is goodness or evil in it. And he will fall into Jahannam وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. The distance between the east and the west. One word that one of us may say. So this explains this particular understanding. So we may believe, but not the belief that will produce taqwa or wara'. Being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are being watched and heard. طيب إذا أمنت بأن الله سميع فلن تتكلم إلا بما يرضي. If you believe that Allah is all hearing, you will only say things which will be pleasing to Him. ولا سيما إذا كنت تتكلم معبرا عن شرعه وهو المفتي والمعلم. Specifically if you are one of those who speak on the behalf of His legislation, which is maybe what some of us are doing now, and maybe what you do on your own time whenever you speak on behalf of Allah pertaining to Islam, speaking pertaining to the Shari'. وهو المفتي and is the one who issues verdicts, a verdict, والمعلم and the instructor or the teacher, فإن هذا أشد, then this is more severe, more because you are in a position where you're speaking on behalf of Allah, not like the لغو, the dunya talk. This is the deen of Allah, so this is becomes more dangerous. والله سبحانه يقول فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا ليضل الناس بغير علم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. And who is more oppressive than he who fabricates a lie against Allah in order to misguide the people without knowledge? Verily Allah does not guide those who are oppressive. الظالمين يعني the wrongdoers, the oppressive, there's a number of translations for that. فإن هذا من أظلم الظلم. This is from the most severe kinds of oppression. ولهذا قال إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. This is why Allah said, verily Allah does not guide the people who are oppressive or wrongdoers and you know the sinners. وهذا من عقوبة من يفتي بلا علم لأنه لا يهدى لأنه ظالم. صلى الله العافية. And this is the punishment of the person who speaks or issues verdicts without knowledge, that he will not be guided because he is oppressive. So whenever a person enters into this door and he's still a talib ilm and a student of knowledge, still seeking knowledge, is not really grounded in the ilm, and he starts giving fatawa and no, don't do this and do that and what have you, he's speaking on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's speaking about the deen of Allah and he's not mindful that Allah is hearing him. Usually this person will not be guided. لا يوفق. For guidance, he will not be given success for guidance because he is oppressing himself and the people, of course. But if you've heard fatawa from the scholars, then that's another issue. So sometimes you may hear me, ask me something and I answer you. I definitely read it from a scholar, either Lajna Da'ima or from the ulama that are trustworthy, or from my sheikh back in the States. I don't give fatawa on my own. Just in case you ever ask me and I answer you, just remember that, inshallah. طيب. فحذار يا أخي المسلم أن تقول قولا لا يرضي الله سواء قلته على الله أو سواء أو على غير هذا الوجه. So cautious or caution, oh my brother, my Muslim brother, this is the Shaykh advising us that you shall say something that does not please Allah, whether you say it pertaining to Allah, whether it's about the deen, or in any other way, you know, anything that may even not be relevant to Islam, but it's disobedience to Allah, it will attain his displeasure. He's saying, be careful of that, leave it alone. وَثَمَرَةُ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ أَنْ لَا تَفْعَلْ شَيْئًا يُغْضِبُ اللَّهِ. And the fruit or the benefit of you believing that Allah is the all-seeing is that you will also not do anything that will displease Allah. لِأَنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ لو تنظر نظرة محرمة لا يفهم الناس أنها نظرة محرمة فإن الله تعالى يرى هذه النظرة ويعلم ما في قلبك يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. The Shaykh said, because you may look at something forbidden, okay, usually it's a woman by default, 90% of the time, that the people don't know. You know, you may be wearing some dark shades, dark sunglasses, and you're sitting, you know, among the people, and everybody think you're, you know, the big sheikh. And a'udhu billah, you may be doing something else behind the scenes. No one sees you from among the creation. Yes, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Because Allah ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yun. Allah knows what the kha'ina, yani the trick. Somebody try to trick the people, pretend that he looks at a woman, as soon as people look at him, he looks away. So he's only mindful about the people, not about Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورَ, and whatever the hearts or the chests conceal. Allah knows that as well. إِذَا أَمَنْتَ بِهَذَا لَا يُمْكِنُ أَن تَفْعَلَ فِعْلًا لَا يَرْضَاهُ أَبَدًا. If you truly believe in that, you will never truly be able to do an act that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ever. إِسْتَحِي مِنَ اللَّهِ كَمَا تَسْتَحِي مِنْ أَقْرَبِ النَّاسِ إِلَيْكَ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ تَعْظِيمًا مِنْكَ. Be shy or be modest with Allah, the same way you feel about or around the closest people to you, and the people who يعني, you really honor the most. يعني, this, you, some things you may not do in front of your father, that you will do in front of your friends. Why? Because your father, I mean, come on, this is your father. There's a special way of handling yourself. So be more modest and shy with Allah than anyone among His creation. إذن إذا آمنا بأن الله بصير سوف نتحاشى كل فعل يكون سببا لغضب الله عز وجل، وإلا فإن إيماننا بذلك ناقص. Then if we believe that Allah is all seeing, then we will likewise avoid everything that will attain the displeasure of Allah or the anger of Allah عز وجل. Otherwise our faith, our iman is deficient. It is not complete. Deficient is the opposite of complete. لو أن أحدا أشار بإصبعه أو شفت أو شفته أو بعينه أو برأسه لأمر محرم فالناس الذين حوله لا يعلمون عنه لكن الله تعالى يراه فليحذر هذا من يؤمن به. ولو أننا نؤمن بما تقتضيه أسماء الله وصفاته لوجدت الاستقامة كاملة فينا فالله المستعان. He says if someone makes signals whether with his finger, maybe you know, you say, look at this brother over here, his thawb is too short, you know, something along these lines, or with his lip, or with his eye, or with his head, any kind of yani ghams and lams, any kind of belittling someone, or whether with a verb or with a state, with an action, for something that is haram, and the people don't know, the people around him don't know what he really is doing. He said, but Allah sees him. So let this person be mindful and be afraid of the one whom he believes in, which is Allah. Because if we truly believed in what the names of Allah and His attributes bring about or entail, then we will find that we will be upright. All of us will be upright on His religion, but Allah musta'an, Allah is sought for aid. Because we don't. We go like this very often. طيب قوله. Now we go back. Now this is the al-matin of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. This was the sharh of Ibn Uthaymeen. Now we're going back to the matin. We've already started where we've made it up to. قوله فلا ينفون عنه ما وصف به نفسه أو نفسه ولا يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. أهل السنة والجماعة, they do not deny whatever Allah described Himself with, and they do not distort the meaning of the words, and they kind of substitute it by saying we take this one out, and what is intended by the yadain is the rahmah, and what is intended by the face is whatever interpretation that they give, batil, yani interpretation ta'wil batil, to distort the meaning. Ahl sunnah wal jama'ah, they don't go there. Whatever Allah described Himself with, sami'na wa ata'na, we listen and we obey. Al-sharh, قوله فلا ينفون عنه ما وصف به نفسه أي لا ينفي أهل السنة والجماعة عن الله ما وصف به نفسه لأنهم متبعون للنص نفيا وإثباتا. Meaning أهل السنة والجماعة do not negate whatever Allah or deny whatever Allah عز وجل described Himself with, because they follow the textual evidence, whether it is in the state of confirmation or negation. If the nas negates ليس كمثله شيء, there's nothing like Allah, they believe. If it's إثبات, الله الصمد, قل هو الله أحد, they accept. Whether affirming or negating, the أهل السنة والجماعة accept both. Because you will see that others like the معتزلة and الأشاعرة and the different الجهمية, they have another methodology where they accept some and disagree with some, and we will deal with that inshallah as we move on with the book. And we dealt with it briefly in the beginning for those of you who were not here earlier. فكلما وصف الله به نفسه يثبتونه على حقيقته فلا ينفون عن الله ما وصف به نفسه سواء كان من الصفات الذاتية أو الفعلية أو الخبرية. So they believe in everything that Allah has described Himself with in truth, in its true intent of the word or the attribute. So they do not negate or deny whatever Allah described Himself with, whether these attributes are personal or they are active or informative. Al-Dhatiyya is personal. Al-Fa'liyya is active. And Al-Khabariyya is informative. These are the, we will see what that means. Of course, this is a particular detailed understanding of the Asma' wa Sifat, as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah have had to put this together because of the Mubtadi'ah. Otherwise, there was no need for that. until Ahlul Bid'ah started coming up with their new methodologies from the Greek philosophers and what have you. So they had to divide these particular things as you see right now. The Shaykh inshallah will explain them as we move on. He will begin right now. الصفات الذاتية كالحياة والقدرة والعلم. The personal attributes are such as the life of Allah Azza wa Jal, القدرة, the ability or capability, والعلم, knowledge, وما أشبه ذلك, and whatever is similar to that. وتنقسم إلى ذاتية معنوية وذاتية خبرية. And the actual الصفات الذاتية is also in two categories, is divided into two subcategories. The personal abstract qualities, معنوية abstract, وذاتية خبرية, and personal informative qualities. We will see what that means inshallah. وهي التي مسماها أبعاد لنا وأجزاء. And that what resembles that in a sense is parts and sects or sections. كاليد والوجه والعين, like the hand and the face and the eye. فهذه يسميها العلماء ذاتية خبرية. These kind of attributes like the hand and the face and the eye, the scholars call them the personal informative. Personal informative. لأنها متلقات, عفوا, ذاتية خبرية. ذاتية, why is it called personal? لأنها لا تنفصل ولم يزل الله ولا يزال متصفا بها. Because it does not separate. And Allah had been and is and will remain to be having these attributes. It's always with Allah, personal to Allah. It doesn't happen, because we will see some attributes happen based on an action, like ghadab. You do something, then Allah becomes angry. You see, you cannot say one of the attributes of Allah is al-ghadib, طيب, because it's not in this fashion. It's a reaction in a sense to something that happens. These ones, they are with Allah Azza wa Jal, part of the personal attributes of Allah, and they are informative. Why they are informative? خبرية لأنها متلقات بالخبر. Informative because the only way we knew about it is through news, information, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. Otherwise, we would not know. We would have no means to know that. فالعقل لا يدل على ذلك. The mind does not indicate that. يعني your mind does not on its own take you there where you will believe that Allah has a face or hands and eyes. Your mind doesn't go there. But because it's in the Quran, we believe. Otherwise, your mind doesn't travel there. Whereas your mind may indicate the mercy of Allah, because you live the mercy of Allah, or the punishment of Allah, as is happening to some countries. You witness it. You witness the ghadab والعياذ بالله to the people. Destruction, thousands and people are dying. There's a reason for that. نعم. فالعقل لا يدل على ذلك لولا أن الله أخبرنا أن له يدا ما علمنا بذلك لكنه أخبرنا بذلك. Had Allah not informed us that He has a hand, we would not know about it. But Allah did tell us about that. بخلاف العلم والسمع والبصر. This is unlike the knowledge and hearing and seeing. فأن هذا ندركه بعقولنا مع دلالة السمع. This one we could actually understand with our mind. Your mind directs you toward that along with the textual evidence. يعني we have it from the Quran, and your mind makes you believe that Allah Azza wa Jal sees you. It must be the quality of the Creator, knowledge. Allah must be knowledgeable. How would this, all this creation come? How would everything be organized in the fashion that it is, in proportion, in the way it is, unless Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything? So your mind directs you toward that. But the hand, no. Your mind wouldn't tell you that unless it is in the Quran or the Sunnah. طيب. فإن هذا نعم. لهذا نقول في مثل هذه الصفات اليد والوجه وما أشبهها وما أشبهها أنها ذاتية إنها ذاتية خبرية. So we say pertaining to these attributes like the hand and the face and whatever is like it, that it is personal informative attribute. ولا نقول أجزاء وأبعاد بل نتحاشى هذا اللفظ لكن مسماها لنا أجزاء وأبعاد. And we do not say it is like equal to the body parts of the creation. We avoid saying that, although what the way we understand it is body parts. Because hand and face and eyes are body parts. So it is like that as far as we are concerned, but we would avoid saying this so the people of bid'ah, the people of innovation, will not think that we're trying to say that Allah is like the creation. You see? So as far as we are concerned, we understand that this is what can be compared to body parts. But we are not comparing the nature of the body part, and we do not say that Allah has body parts either. Rather, we say Allah has a hand, two hands, and I'm not trying to use my hands here. I'm moving my hands. Allah has two hands, Allah has eyes, two eyes, and Allah Azza wa Jal has a face. There's many adillah. We will see, because the Prophet ﷺ said that الدجال أعور وأن ربكم ليس بأعور. He said that the false Messiah is one-eyed, and your Lord is not one-eyed. So this is among the evidence which we will deal with in the book, just in case you said, where did I get the two eyes from? So anyways, we believe in these particular attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بل نعم ولأن الجزء والبعض ما جاز انفصاله عن الكل. Why? Because usually a part is something which can be removed from the whole. This is a whole body. You may cut your arm off. You may lose your eye. Because of the possibility of the division of the whole into parts, we avoid using that. So the person will not think that Allah Azza wa Jal can also, you know, we want to avoid having this kind of imagery. فالرب عز وجل لا يتصور أن شيئا من هذه الصفات التي وصف به نفسه كاليد أن تزول أبدا. So the mind, so the Lord عز وجل, our Lord, it can never be imagined that any of His attributes that He described Himself with, like the hand, will ever go away. Okay? لأنه موصوف بها أزلا وأبدا. Because Allah has been described with it from the beginning. And Allah is the beginning, there's nothing before Allah, and forever. There was nothing before Allah, there's nothing like that. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ. He is the first and He is the last. وَلِهَذَا نَقُولُ إِنَّهَا أَبْعَادُ. لِهَذَا لَا نَقُولُ إِنَّهَا أَبْعَادُ وَأَجْزَاءُ. So we do not say it's body parts and limbs. Okay, because we do not want to, for the possibility of it going away. وَالصِّفَاتُ الْفِعْلِيَّةُ. And the action or active attributes, هي المتعلقة بمشيئته إن شاء فعلها وإن شاء لم يفعلها. As for the informative or the action, I'm sorry, the active attributes, it is dependent or conditional to His will. If Allah wills, He will do it, and if Allah wills, He will not. فعال لما يريد. Allah does, the doer of whatever He wills. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَسْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whomever Allah wills to guide, He will open His shutters down. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And whomever Allah intends or wills to misguide, He will make His chest tight and constricted as if He's traveling up in the sky. So these are the will of Allah. No one has anything to do with it. No one has any authority, any opinion, any objection, any comment, nothing. Allah does whatever He wills. So that's why it's called the active attribute. Because it depends on the action that Allah may take or may not. Depending on His will, Azza wa Jal. وَقَدْ ذَكَرْنَا أَنَّ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ الْفِعْلِيَّةِ مِنْهَا مَا يَكُونُ لَهُ سَبَبٌ وَمِنْهَا مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ سَبَبٌ وَمِنْهَا مَا يَكُونُ ذَاتِيًّا فِعْلِيًّا. And we have mentioned that these attributes, among them are those that have a reason, like you disobey Allah so you attain His anger. وَمِنْهَا مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ سَبَبٌ, such as Allah Azza wa Jal descending to the lowest heaven at the last third of the night. We have not been given a reason why. We know what Allah does, which He asks for forgiveness. He asks if anyone wants forgiveness, Allah will forgive. Anyone is asking, Allah will give. But we don't have a sabab for that nuzul. Allah Azza wa Jal does whatever He wills. طيب, so they're divided into these kinds of reasons. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَكُونُ ذَاتِيًا فِعْلِيًا. And among these attributes are those which are personal and active at the same time. وَقَوْلُهُ لَا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَاضِعِهِ. الكلم اسم اسم جمع كلمة ويراد به كلام الله وكلام رسوله. They do not distort the words from their original position. This is with rough translation. الكلم is a noun, and it is a plural for kalima. Okay, it's a plural, which is words. And what is intended is the speech, more precisely, the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Excuse me. لا يحرفونه عما واضعه. They do not distort it or take it away from the original meaning, which is عن مدلولاته, that which it indicates. Because these attributes indicate something. So they indicate that Allah Azza wa Jal is Rahman Rahim. So some of the people say, no, you cannot say that Allah is Rahman Rahim, some of the Mubtadi'ah, because that means that Allah is weak. Rahma is a weakness. So you say, if you say that Allah is Rahim, then you're saying that Allah is weak. No, we cannot say that Allah is weak. So they say, no, Rahma. They say Allah has a name, Rahma, but the sifa, the attribute, they deny it. A'udhu billah. Some of the Mubtadi'ah have some strange understandings. فَمَثَلًا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. Nay, but both of his hands are stretched out. Okay, this is in the Quran. This is a refutation for who? For the Yahud. قَالُوا يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah made a supplication against them. They said that the hand of Allah is tight, meaning Allah does not spend. And Allah Azza wa Jal, غني, spends, but He has hikmah. He gives whomever deserves and He deprives whomever does not deserve. So the Yahud, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, they said that Allah is stingy. So Allah refuted them. He said, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَةً. Nay, but both of His hands are stretched out. So these people who distort the meaning, يَقُولُونَ هي no, أهل السنة والجماعة, they say, هي يد حقيقية ثابتة لله من غير تكييف ولا تمثيل. It is a hand that is confirmed, it is confirmed to Allah, but we don't know how, and we don't resemble Allah to His creation. We don't have any image of a hand, of anything, a human being or otherwise, and we don't know how this hand, the nature of this hand, we do not know that. والمحرفون يقولون قوته أو نعمته. And those who distort the meaning, أو نعمته. Those who distort the meaning, they will say what is intended by the two hands of Allah is the power of Allah or the bounty of Allah. قوة, power, نعمة, bounty. So they say that. Say that because to them, you cannot say that Allah has hands. They must avoid that. So they say what is intended by yadah is the two powers of Allah. Now of course the Shaykh will refute them by saying, أَمَّا أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ فَيَقُولُونَ الْقُوَّةَ شَيْءٍ وَالْيَدْ شَيْءٍ. Ahl al-Sunnah, they say, no, power is one thing and the hand is a whole other thing. I mean, where is the connection here between the power and hand? How do you take the meaning from yad, which is what the Arabs understand, what yad means? I mean, I'm talking now as far as humans are concerned. Yad, we know what it means. Not power. Okay, so how are you taking this meaning without any evidence? وَالنِّعْمَةُ شَيْءٌ وَالْيَدُ شَيْءٌ آخَرٌ. And bounty is something and a hand is another thing. فَهُمْ لَا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَضِعِ. So they do not distort the meaning away from the original intent behind the text. يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. فَإِنَّ التَّحْرِيفَ مِنْ دَأْبِ الْيَهُودِ. This is from the characteristics and the ways of the Jews. They have an old history with that. من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. From among those who call themselves the Jews, they distort the meaning away from the original text or the intent behind the text. فكل من حرف نصوص الكتاب والسنة ففيه شبه من اليهود. So whomever among the Muslims distorts the meaning away of the Quran and the Sunnah, then he has a resemblance for the Jews. فاحذر هذا. So be careful of that. ولا تتشبه بالمغضوب عليهم. Do not resemble those who have attained the wrath and the anger of Allah عز وجل. الذين جعل الله منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت. Like those whom Allah has made out of them monkeys and pigs and worshippers of idols or anyone who is accepts to be a god. لا تحرف بل فسر الكلام على ما أراد الله على ما أراد الله ورسوله. Do not distort the meaning. Rather, explain it according to what Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have intended. ومن كلام الشافعي رحمه الله ما يذكر عنه آمنت بالله وبما جاء عن الله على مراد الله وآمنت برسول الله وبما جاء عن رسول الله على مراد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I believe in Allah and whatever has come to us from Allah based on what Allah Azza wa Jal has intended behind his speech. Likewise, I believe in the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and whatever he brought based on the intention that he had with that which he brought. And the next will be قوله لا يلحدون في أسمائه وآياته. And we will keep that inshallah till the next session. Some of you may have to go and handle some other business in the masajid. So may Allah make your affairs easy. هذا وما كان من صواب فبتوفيق من الله وما كان من خطأ فمني ومن الشيطان والله بريء منه. Whatever I said that was correct was success given to me by Allah, and whatever was wrong was from myself and the shaitan, and Allah is innocent from it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. حياكم الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.